where in advance. Daf Ayin Beis Amud Alef, got to put on tape recorder. Ayin Beis Amud Alef. According to, where is the Machlokes by Shif Harufo? According to the Man Amar that holds that a person must be well aware. He must have been taught in Cheder that this act is forbidden, and then he forgets. And then he does the Avera. It is critical that the Yediyah be present. So what do we see? A Yediyah, an awareness, has value. Now what happens? Now and then he does it five times. He does the Avera five times at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then at 12 o'clock he remembers he did Avera number one. At 1 o'clock he remembers he did the second act. At 3 o'clock the third. 4 o'clock the fourth. V'chulu v'chulu. He comes to an awareness of his Avera multiple times. So this is the old machlokes, because Osham Vadai, Shiv Harufa, is now equivalent to Chatos. By a carbon Chatos is the primary machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. By carbon Chatos was where everyone agrees that you need a Yediyah by a carbon Chatos. The question is, do you need a Yediyah by a carbon Asham? If you're going to tell me that you do need a Yediyah by a carbon Asham, it comes out that a carbon Asham is exactly the same as a carbon Chatos. So whatever Machlokes, you have to be aware. Yediyah in this context means before you do the Avera, you have to once upon a time in your life know that it's forbidden to do such an act. And then you do the Avera, and now you become aware, oh no, what did I do? I did the Avera. So the idea means you have, if you never were taught, you never knew that something is asr, that it's asr to do this, and you do it, let's talk about chalif. A person eats chalif, the real chalif, and he's caught. They say, you know what you just did? You ate chalif. Go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon chatos for your terrible avera. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Koyanim ask him, sir, did you go to cheder? No, I went to public school. They never taught me this pasuk in the Torah, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that says that you're not allowed to eat fat, forbidden fat. And I never heard of this before, never. My mother served this every night for dinner. I thought this was Jewish, this is a kosher dish. This is delicious. I never heard of such a thing like this before. If a person never had this idea, okay? If a person never, I'm muting everyone over here. If a person never had this idea, then wait, how come it's not muting? Mute all. Continue.
No, I was listening. Yeah, but he still has the market.
Okay, so here's the question. I got it. It's all muted now. Everything is muted. Okay, so the question here is, Rishol, a yediyah by a carbon chatos means that once upon a time in your life, you knew that it is asur to eat chalif. That is a basic prerequisite for a person to be chayiv a carbon chatos. If a person committed an avera for which he is ordinarily chayiv a carbon chatos, the Bezdin of Kehanim will interrogate him to determine if at one point in time in his life, did he ever clearly know that this act is forbidden. If the Bezdin comes to the conclusion that yes, he knew, he was aware, he qualifies now to bring a carbon chatos because he forgot. But in this my age, I totally forgot, and I did the avera. So now you're told that what you have done is forbidden. There was a yediyah mitachila and a yediyah misoif. You're going to be chayef to bring a carbon chatos. But let's say Bezin reaches the conclusion that this fellow is a tinuk shenishba ben hanochrim, and he never ever in his life ever was aware that eating chalev is forbidden. Then they say to him, you're an oinus. You're an oinus, and even though you ate chalev multiple times, you do not have to bring a carbon chatos. That halacha is universal. Everyone agrees that principle when it comes to carbon chatos. There is a machlokes in the Gemara. We learned this yesterday. We spent the whole daf on this yesterday. When it comes to a carbon asham, an Asham Vadai. There are a collection of Averos for which you bring an Asham Vadai. The specific example we're giving over here is in the Shifra Charufa. A person is Baal Shifra Charufa. He brings an Asham Vadai. Do we have the same set of requirements? The Machlekes, according to one opinion, no. Bezdin will not interrogate him because even if he never in his life knew that it was forbidden to commit this crime, this act, he will still has an obligation to bring a korban asham. The other opinion says that no, there's no difference. Just like when it comes to a korban chatos, you need the idea mitchila. When it comes to korban asham, you have to have the idea mitchila as well. You have to have the idea, otherwise you're not going to bring the korban asham. So if you learn like the man Yama that says that you do need the idea, you have to be aware before you do the aveira that it is asur. You have to know that it's asur before you do the aveira, whether you do it b'shoigeg, whether... What happened over here? Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Are you still with me? I lost you for a second. Are you with me? You got me? You with me? Yeah, I have a problem. I told you where I am over here. There's this pathetic reception here. It's a miracle. We can even do this. I see you now, Shlomo. I see everyone now. Rabbi Shol, you got the answer to the question? Rabbi Shol Lehman, you got the answer to the question?
Yes, sir.
What happened to Shol Lehman? He asked me the question, and he disappeared. What?
No. Himself is muted.
I'm muted. Oh, now I'm muted. Okay. Now you hear me.
Yes, now you're good.
Rabbi Shol Lehman, you got the answer to the question? You got the answer? I can unmute everyone here also.
But I'm showed that you had low bandwidth, Ephraim.
I know. Nothing I can do about it. I don't know what to do about it. We got to figure out a solution.
You got to get a wider band.
Where am I going to get a wider band from? I don't know what to do. I went on Amazon. I tried to figure out how to boost this reception here.
The old hats. You get a wider band.
I don't know what to do about it. Got to figure out a solution. Got to figure out a solution. I don't know what to do.
How about an Osham Tali? An Osham Tali also needs to have a Yediya B'Tchila?
L'chari, yeah. L'chari is the same machlokes. L'chari is the same machlokes. I don't know. I don't know the answer. You give a Rashi Vashir on this. Rabbi Shol Lehman, are you still with us? Are you still with us, Shol Lehman? I'm muting you, Shol Lehman. Are you with us?
I'm right here, my friend.
Great. Okay. Good. I don't want to lose him, you know? Weiter. Shlomo, you have a nice shirt today. What happened to all the other fancy shirts you used to wear? Weiter. Let's go weiter. Okay, now. Fine. That's a sugya. These two lines of Gemara is mamash a chazara on the whole previous staff. Itmar. New Gemara. There's a hard Gemara. This Gemara is a very famous Gemara. It appears in Shas. I think about exactly how many times. You want to remember how many times exactly in Shas it appears in Gemara? 7 times? 8 times? How many times? Oh, yeah, you have a side of the Gemara, right? You can cheat. If not, I hide this, you would not be able to remember how many times it appears in Gemara. This Gemara is a very famous Gemara. And it's chavin like B.S. Atolosh. A person, it's Shabbos Kodesh, and you go out, suddenly you have kavan, your intent is like B.S. Atolosh. A dover hamutar. You want to pick up from the ground an item that is detached. There's absolutely nothing wrong with doing so. And what are you doing by mistake? V'chotach esatolush, going to nafal sakin barugas. What are you inside the house? Where do you get inside the house? Not true. Outside, in the field. You're going for a shpatsir in the garden. You're in the garden. And you want to pick up... What? There's an Erev. Flapush Erev. There's an Erev. It's kosher. You're allowed to pick it up. Or you're not carrying, you're just picking up. You're not carrying. You're allowed to pick up from the ground. You literally don't go more than Dalai Lamas.
Okay, go ahead.
Neschave, like B.S. Atolosh, you have kavanah to pick something off the ground, what's already detached. And what happens? You slip. And instead of picking up what is detached, the chotach es ha-mukhobar. By mistake, instead of picking up what is detached, you cut something mukhobar. You have just committed a crime. You mechalel Shabbos. By doing kitzira. Kitzira, one of the lametes malachas. What is the halacha? Potter. You're exempt. You're exempt from a karban chatas. Why? Because you're misasik. This is called the misasik. You had no kavana to a maisa iser. Your kavana was to do a maisa heter. By mistake, you slipped. You did a maisa iser. There is no karban chatas. Next, let us say, my kavana was to cut tolush, not to pick up, to cut. But instead of cutting what's detached, I cut what is attached. So here it's a little worse. Because here you at least had kavanah to do the maisa. I wanted to do a maisa chaticha. It's just that, a chaticha on a davar tolush. By mistake, I did the chaticha on the maisa mechubar. So here's the machlokes. Rav Amar Potter, Abaya Amar Chayev. Rav Amar Potter, the whole line is chayev l'chaticha disura. I had no kavanah to do a melacha. Abaya Amar Chayev, the whole line is chayev l'chaticha ba'alma. It's good enough. Abaya, see Abaya, this is a philosophical approach to life. If you want to go back and study all the psychology behind life, here you have another example. All of the rules, every machlokes Abaya and Rava, every machlokes Abaya and Rava and Gan Shas can be rooted in this machlokes over here. And this machlokes, it represents the whole way of thinking. Abaya says, good enough. You had kavana to do a maisa chaticha. Don't confuse me with the facts. I want to do a chaticha over here. I did a chaticha over here. You did a maisa. You did a maisa chil Shabbos. It's good enough. Rava says no. Rava goes deeper. Rava says it's not just the maisa chaticha. I want to do a maisa chaticha on an item that's tolush, and it turns out that it's mechubar. Rava is going one more step. Okay, you have to remember that every time you look at the machlokes Abaya and Rava, remember this yisoid. Abaya is stopping short. Rava is going two steps. It's not just you want to do a maisa chaticha. On what did you want to do a maisa chaticha? I wanted to do it on a davar that was tolush. Oh, tolush! That's not Chil Shabbos. That's a Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is when you want to do a Maisa Chaticha on a Dov Mechubar and you forgot today is Shabbos. Or I forgot that this Moloch is Osir. According to Abaya, Abaya says no. That's not, you're ready in the Chal Shabbos just doing the Maisa Chaticha. Let's see weiter. Abaya Machayev, the Kobachayev, the Chaticha Bialm. Amarava. Rava brings a raya. Menoah minula. How do I know? You got to go vait. You have to go look at the big picture. Menoah minula. The time of the brayso. Choy mer Shabbos mishar mitzvahis. Now this is a very beautiful sugya. We want to contrast Shabbos to shor mitzvahis. What is the meaning of shor mitzvahis? Shloimi, what is shor mitzvahis? Shor mitzvahis. The she'er is. What's a she'er? A mitzvah that's called a she'er. A leftover mitzvah. Sh'ar mitzvahs. The choymed is a chumah b'sh'ar mitzvahs mi'b'shabbos. Choymed, Shabbos, b'sh'ar mitzvahs, sh'ar Shabbos. Also, shtayim, if you do two aveirois, behel mechon, one state of forgiveness, chayv al kol achas v'yachas. The Gemara will explain every single word in a moment. Mash enkein b'sh'ar mitzvahs. But the choymed is sh'ar mitzvahs mi'b'shabbos, b'sh'ar mitzvahs, shogag b'loy mischavein. What is those words? What does that word mean? Shogag b'loy mischavein, which means basically you're an oynis. Chayif, mash enkein b'shabos. Omar, what do those words mean? Omar, choymer shabos mishar mitzvah shah shabos osa shtayim el nechad. When it comes to Shabbos, if you do shtayim behel lemachas in one state of forgetfulness, chayif al kol achas v'achas mash enkein b'shar mitzvahs. Heichidami. First, let us understand what exactly is the hechatimsa, where on Shabbos, if you do two averois, you only chayiv one. Hechidan. Ilema da'avad kitzira utachina. What did you do? I did two malachas. I did kitzira. I cut. And then I took what I cut and I grinded it up. The chavos say, what will be a similar example by ashar mitzvahs, gabi ashar mitzvahs? For example, ochal chaylev vidam. And you're telling me when it comes to Shabbos, Mechayev, Shabbos, Mechayev, what? I'm chayiv. What I'm chayiv kol achas v'achas. I'm chayiv each one separately, and shar mitzvos I'm only chayiv one. That's not true. Hacha tarti mechayiv, v'hacha tarti mechayiv. If on Shabbos I did two malachas, I'm chayiv each malacha. Shar mitzvos dam and chaylev, I'm chayiv for dam, chayiv for chaylev. So this cannot be the pshat. Elo, the Gemara says, what's in the pshat? Elo, the pshat is Elo, shar mitzvos lo mechayiv el chod hechi dami, the achal chaylev v'chaylev. Oh, Shabbos I ate two pieces of chaylev. I only ate two pieces of chaylev, okay, and I'm only going to be chayev one. Ebazei, the chavasoga b'shabes, the avad kitzira kitzira. So then you have to be consistent. I did two acts of kitzira. If that's the case, then ha'chachodom chayev, ha'chachodom chayev. You hear Shlomi the question?
Exactly.
So the Gemara says, here's the answer. Le'olam da'avad kitzira kitzira. And you chayev two. And when it says b'shar mitzvah, it's mistranslated shar mitzvah. Shar mitzvah does not mean chayla v'dam. Shar mitzvah means avoid zara. Ma'ashein kein b'shar mitzvah is avoid zara. It's referring to idolatry. Uchid Rebbe Ami, the Amr Rebbe Ami, zivach v'kita v'nisach v'halama achas ein chayv el achas. Incredible chiddush. That when it comes to idolatry, if you do multiple avodas, if you sacrifice an animal and you pour wine for the animal, what is it? And you offer ketores and nisach in one helam, you're only going to be chayiv one carbon chad. Isn't it a tremendous chiddush? Tremendous chiddush. When it comes to avodas of a person, the shoygig does not know that it's also to worship idols, and he does three separate acts of worship. Each act in and of itself would be deserving of a carbon chatos, but I did all three acts, and they're very different. They're very different. Loi kri ze ri ze. They're very different. I'm chayiv to bring three. I'm only chayiv to bring one carbon. That's very unique, because if a person does eats chaylev and dam, you have to bring two carbonas. But if a person worships an oil b'shoyim, he does three different acts. You only chayiv to bring one. That's what it means. Ein chayv alachas. Now the Gemara says, "B'may oikim te bevo dezar." Very nice. Okay, so you're telling me shar mitzvahs means avoid dezar, but now you have to be consistent and explain to me how the end of the brisa works out. Ein seifa. What does ein seifa? Ein seifa choymer b'shar mitzvahs. She b'shar mitzvahs. When it comes to shar mitzvahs, shagag b'loy mischavin chayiv by shar mitzvahs. If you're an oinus, okay, what does that mean by shar mitzvahs? You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Shagag b'loy mitzvahs, you did an accident without any intent. Chayiv, ma'ash enkein b'shabes. Now, this is the point of the Gemara that we need for our discussion. The Gemara now explains, hi, this statement of shagag b'loy mischavin, de'avoy de'zara hechidami, ilim k'savar b'esai k'neses hu v'shtachav Allah. Person thinks that this is the Beis HaKnesses and he bows down to it. And then he realizes, wait a minute, this is not a Beis HaKnesses, this is a Beis Avodah Zarah. There is an idol here in the shul. Okay? This is very common. So that happens all the time. You go to a certain shul and you think everything here is L'Shem Shemayim. And then you bow down. You bow down, you pay homage, you pay taxes, you pay rent, you pay your membership dues. And then you realize, this is not a Beis HaKnesses. There's an agenda. There's an agenda here. No, it never happened to you, this observation? Spink krula. This is not just spink. This is spink krula. Krula was the town where the Satmar Rebbe was the Rav before he went to St. Mary. Satmar stands for Saint Mary. Before the Rebbe went to Saint Mary, he was the Rebbe in Krula. This is the Shoyresh. This is not Stam Satmar. This is the real Satmar. This is the Shoyresh of Satmar. Weiter. Are you a spink? Yeah. You haven't walked in here since Daf Beis, you know that? I Daf Beis, you were here for Daf Beis Masechta Shabbos. It's been 71 days. I was listening to the tape today. I was uploading some shum to online and I listened to Daf Beis Shabbos. I couldn't talk, my throat was gone. Remember that? I probably had Corona then. I probably gave it to you.
Did you take the antibody test?
Never took it. I probably had Corona then. It was Daf Beis. And you were right in front of me. And I was talking right into your face. It was in the ear. I don't know. I didn't even know what it was then. I never knew. It was Purim. That was right before Purim. Daf Beis. I could barely get the words out of my mouth. That was 71 days ago. Right here in this makom. I probably had it then. I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. Doctor told me I didn't have it. He says it's not very, very unlikely. Very unlikely. But you never know. Weiter. Hechidami. So in other words, here the case, this is what we want to go say, that when it comes to Shor Mitzvahs, the Shor Mitzvahs, you're going to be chayif. By Shor Mitzvahs, if a person is an oynis, he's chayif. What is Shor Mitzvahs? Avodah Zarah. What is Avodah Zarah? You go to a place that you think is a Beis HaKnesses, and you bow down, and then you discover that really, it is really a base of Avodah Zarah. So you bow down, you thought you're shogag b'loy mischavin, and yet you're chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. The Gemara said it's not correct. This is not correct, because you're potter. So this cannot be the pshat. We have to find the hechatimsa when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we are shogag b'loy mischavin, and you're chayiv. Ella the chazi andarta uskidle, you see a statue and you bow down. No, statute.
Statue.
With a T at the end, right?
Statue, no T.
A law. What's a law called?
Statute.
With a T at the end. And an idol is a statue. Without a T at the end. A statue without a T at the end. The Chazi Andarta, you saw a statue and you bow down to it. Usagidle, and you bow down to it. So in this case, now what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, why is there a statue to begin with? So you thought the statue is nothing more than a respectful, it's here for respect. See, we have people here. We have real people here. These are not mannequins. He's not a mannequin, he's a real person.
It came dangerously close.
A violation of social distancing. Look how far away he is now.
He was in yeshiva today. The police came in. 70 boys learning in yeshiva.
70 boys?
Yep.
So what, did they arrest anyone?
They didn't arrest, they just closed the school.
How they close the school? They put a padlock on the door. All right, none of my business. They'll come here also soon enough. They'll come here. They'll arrest me. You'll have to come bail me out. I'll call you in the middle of the night. What? You're not gonna bail me out. You don't care. You let me rot. What?
Yeah.
You let me rot.
Let you rot.
What is the purpose of the statue? Was this statue made for Avodah Zarah, or was the statue made? What? Why did they erect this statue? Did they erect the statue l'shem Avodah Zarah, or did they erect it just for kavod, to give honor to the leader of the nation? So you thought the reason why the statue is present is because it's just time to brainwash people. A subliminal thought that who's in charge here? Who's the boss over here? Yeah? And then you realize, you become aware that it's not so. The reason why there's a statue in society is because the statue is an avodah zarah. So when you bow down, you are bowing down in respect. And later you discover that that really this statue is not a respectful object. This was mamish an idol. That's going to be the hechatimsa. The Gemara says, what difference does it make? If when you bow down, you accept it as a god, it's nothing. Ella, so therefore comes out that again, this is not a raya. Ella me'ava me'ira. Oh, so now we have a new pshat, a new mahalach avodah zarah. Me'ava, the reason why you want to go bound is because love. Who do you love? You love a person, a woman. You want to marry someone, and she says to you, "I'm only going to marry you if you bow down, if you convert to my religion." Me'ava, u'me'yira. Someone puts a gun to your head. If you don't bow down, I'm going to kill you. Me'ava, me'yira. So therefore, you're accepting this object as a god. So you're really, really doing it. You really know what you're doing with full clarity, but you're doing it for ulterior motives. That's machlokes. This makes a lot of sense. What does Abaye say? Remember I told you before, Sholim, you hear? Sholim, this goes to prove my point. You hear, Abaye? I told you one of the story that was worth ever coming tonight. Sholim, you hear? You disappeared on me again? He disappeared. You hear Sholim? You hear? He's gone. He's off to the races. You see, they do this in my shul all the time in the morning. They put it on. Like, I'm here, and then they're gone. They're gone. Long gone. Either on the telephone, they're surfing the web, they're in the kitchen. Sometimes they go shopping, and they come back. How do I know? Because they don't turn it off. I come back in the afternoon, it's still going. Shlomi, you just froze. Okay, Vaitas. So over here, look, Abaya, we learned before, Abaya only goes one level deep. Rava goes two levels. According to Abaya, if the person bows down to the idol, that's enough. Gnukshon, Yechayev Misa, that this is Avodah Zarah. That's not called Mishloach. Rava says, no, we go a second level. Why are you bowing down to the idol? It's because me ahava umiyira. He nicha v'iv evel d'chazer nadad v'zalei hechlem ilid kol b'lebi b'lochai g'meid meizahu v'id leke b'lebi b'lochai lav klom it's nothing. Elam av miyira. He nicha liyabai diyam v'chai chayif. El rav al diyam apata michael l'meimar. So therefore, okay, so now we have hechatim, so it's going to be ulterior motives. According to Abaye, you're going to be chayav, according to you're going to be pardiv. We have to have a hechatim, so b'shar mitzvahs. And shar mitzvahs means what? Shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, you're going to be chayav. You're going to be chayav. Ela b'oimer mutter. Ah, finally we have hechatim, so avodah mutter, the person says that it's permitted. The Torah says you're allowed to do this. The Torah says that it doesn't say in the Aseret HaDibros lo yilchel hamachayim. If you ever read the book by there's a very good book by I forgot his name. The rabbi, Atlanta, Georgia. What's his name? Atlanta, Georgia, famous rabbi.
Feldman.
So he always says that in the early Balabatim, they were mamish amaratzim d'oraisa. They knew nothing, and he would tell them certain things, and he would say to them, you know, Shabbos. It's one of the Aseres HaDibros. So they would say, Rabbi, are you sure about that? It says here, don't bow down to Elohim Acherim. So the rabbi says, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Rabbi, are you sure about that? I was always under the impression that idol worship is the Jewish way. The whole Tanakh is full of idol worship. This is the Jewish way. It's permitted. Be'oimer mutter. The halacha is avodah zarah yechayev. Masha enkein. The Shabbos, the person says that it's not one ramdas malachas to carry on Shabbos. There's no malacha. It's not, you made it up. Bodu mi libay, So a Shabbos is going to be potter. A person who really sincerely believes that it's permitted to do this malach on Shabbos is exempt from karma chatas. He is exempt. But oimer mutter. Ma'ashenkein b'shar mitzvah, the person says oimer mutter, he's going to be chayiv. That is going to be the Gemara's insult. Ma'ashenkein b'shabbos, the potter garment. Avodah you're going to be chayiv by the shabbos potter. Ad kan loy boy minei rov amiram nachem ele iluchu v'chado iluchu v'tarte. This is not true. Oh, why? Until the only shaila is loy boy minei rov me'arav nachmon ele iluchu v'chado iluchu v'tarte. Avo miftu l'garmri loy, no such thing. It's not correct. The Gemara says that when it comes to Shabbos, if a person says oimer mutter, look at the Rashi. Ad kan look at oimer mutter. Rav Mirav Nachman helam zev zev biyadoi. Mahu leel the parakin. The haynu oimer mutter. The Amar ein Shabbos b'toyra. Haynu helam zev zev. The only question was ilichi yivichada ilichi yivitarte. Avul miftu legamri loy. It's not true. The Gemara is saying there's no such thing. If a person says oimer mutter, the Gemara is saying it's not true. A person who says that it's permitted, this malach is permitted, he's chayiv at least one karbon chata. So it's not true. The Gemara was trying to make a suggestion. We have to be mechalik between Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. The Gemara at this point wanted to make the chilik of oimer mutter. By Avodah Zarah, oimer mutter is chayiv. By Shabbos, oimer mutter is potter. The Gemara is saying it's not true. Even when it comes to Shabbos, oimer mutter is in the chayiv at least one karbon chatas. So it's not true. So the Gemara says, right, Elo, the Elab, La Resha, Bavo, the Zara, Vasef, Bishar Mitzvahs. The answer is follows. Resha, Bavo, the Zara, Vasef, Bishar Mitzvahs. Vishar, Bloy Mischavin, Bishar Mitzvah, Hidami, the Sava, the Shuman, who, Acholoi. So the Gemara says, over here is follows. We're breaking up the Brisa. Okay, now this is very complicated. Not complicated, but let's go back. I want you to go back to Ayin Beis on the base to the top of the Gemara. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. It's 6 lines down in the Gemara. Amar Rava, Mina Min Allah. Here we have a Braisa. And now the Gemara is telling us an awesome, awesome Chiddush. We're going to take the Braisa, we're going to slice it with a Sakina Charifta, the sharp knife, to separate the first part of the Braisa and the second part of the Braisa. And here we go. The Braisa begins. Choymer b'Shabbos mishar mitzvah. Shabbos mochamed and shar mitzvah. What does mean shar mitzvahs? Avod zara. And v'choymer, there's a chum of shar mitzvahs. When the second part of the braya says shar mitzvahs, it's not referring to avod zara. Now, if this is not a chiddush to you, then I don't know what is a chiddush. The Gemara here is taking a sharp knife and is saying the first half of the sentence refers to avod zara, and then the next words do not refer to avod zara. If you would try to do that, they would throw you out of the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara here is doing exactly that. Are you with me?
Yes.
So here we go. If you do two behelam echad, chayva kolachas v'yachas, ma'asher ein kein b'shar mitzvah, avod zara. If you sacrifice, you bring ketores and you bring the sachim, you only chayv one. Now, when it says now the next words, all of a sudden we're in a new planet. All of a sudden, when it means shar mitzvah, we have a new translation. We're back now to chelav and dam. The choymer shar mitzvah should be b'shabbos. Should be shar mitzvah. When it comes to shar mitzvah, it's meaning chelav and dam. Shag agbloy mischavein. If you don't know what you're doing, I don't even know what I'm doing. Someone stuffed down my throat. I was unconscious. I was under anesthesia. Okay? And someone put in my throat, Chaylev, Shagla Mischavin, I'm Chayiv. By Shar Mitzvahs, Ma'ash Enkein B'Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, if I was not aware of what I was doing, I'm going to be Chayiv. Now, what is this? Ella, Lav Reisha, Devoy Dezara, V'Seifa B'Shar Mitzvahs. And what does it mean then? What is the difference? The Savar, the Shumanu. Now I told you I made a mistake. I told you it means that you're unconscious. That's not what it means. It means you thought that this was Shuman. You go to a restaurant and there's a big sign, Kila Kashrus, Varabar Maflapush, the Badats, the Garnish, all the good to mention, five Hashkachas, and you sit down, they feel it's delicious, and you say, you know, it's too delicious. And the next thing you read in the news, that they served in this restaurant, Chazer, they serve Chazer. So you thought it was Shumin, Vacholoi. So what is the halacha? It says here, you chayiv to bring a korban chatos, because you ate shum chaylef. Masha enkein b'Shabbos. They put on the air conditioner. Why in the world they put on the air conditioner here? The air conditioner is there. What are they putting on the air conditioner? Who asked them? Put on the air conditioner. What do you think is over here? There's no one here. Daniel. He's wearing earphones. He's listening to a shir. He doesn't hear a word I say. Daniel, why is the air conditioner on?
It was hot. You want it off?
You warm? Okay, fine. Okay. Shlomo, you want to call the police?
Why? Is that a problem? Putting on the air conditioning?
We have a coil here going on. Pray for the dead, and the dead will pray for you, only because they have nothing else to do.
That's it.
Where is Waldo? Where did Rishon Liman go? Why did he abandon us?
I went to counseling.
Hey, Chidami. The Savar, the Shumut, who? Vacholoi. Mash ain't.
What? Where did you go?
The back
still on
Gimel. No, I went further. Now we're explaining the Gemara.
Okay, go ahead. You're
an Ayin Gimel of Adalim. Amrav, the Sav, the Shuman, the Schavin, Lachtech. What's the case? When it comes to Shuman, what did you do on Shuman? You thought it was Shuman. Now, here is the why we bring down this whole Gemara. Masha Enkein, B'Shabbos, the Potter. What's the case? The Neschavin, Lachtech, is Atolosh. You have kavanah to cut. Here's the point we want to make. You have kavanah to cut what is tolosh, what is detachable. V'chotach es ha-mechubar. I want to cut what's detachable, and I cut what is mechubar. And what does it say? It says potter. Okay, so that's the raya to who? That's right to Rava. What was our dilemma? We had a machlokes where I want to cut Tolush, and by mistake I caught Mechubar. Rava says you are potter, because Rava, the side of Rava is always to go deep. Abaya always goes superficial. Rava says we're going to go deep, and since when we go deep, you didn't want to do this. You didn't want to do malacha because you wanted to cut. You just don't want to cut. You wanted to cut an object that is tolush, you potter. That's Rava. Rava always goes into the depth, into the yuri l'imkoy shaldavar. Rava. Bruma shalolam. He always goes one madrega. He always goes another madrega. Noch madrega Rava. So the Mimela, and here it's Mamish says that. Where is Maskana? The second one of the Braisa. Choymer, there's a chumra when it comes to Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos. B'shar mitzvahs, if you say oimer, b'shar mitzvahs, meaning if you have in front of you a piece of chaylef, and you eat it, and you think that it's shum, so you're having kavana to do a davar hamutar, to eat shuman, and it turns out that it's chaylef. What is the halacha? Chayiv. Mashenkin b'shabos the zol b'zach. My kavana is do davar hamutar to be lachtoich tolush, and by mistake I end up cutting mechubar. I'm going to be potter by shor mitzvahs. What is called shor mitzvahs? Chelef. By chelev, if I have kavana to do a davar hamutar to eat shuman, and instead I end up eating chelev, I'm chayiv. Masha einkein b'shabbos, when I have kavana to do a davar hamutar and I end up doing davar ha'osfa, I'm going to be potter. So Rava says, you see a raya to me, you see a murdik raya to me. V'abaye, Abaye says you're making a big mistake. You're making a big mistake. King appear. Shagag blame mischav. No, that's not the pshat in the brayso. Shagag blame mischav nechidar. I mean, the sover roiku ubelo oy. That's not the case. When it comes to the laws of chaylev, you thought that the case that you're going to be chayiv by shar mitzvahs, if you thought that this was roik, this was saliva, and you swallowed it. So you did not even have kavana to do a maisa achila. You mufka legamre from the mice. You had a kavana to swallow saliva, and it turns out that what you have swallowed is chelev. What's the halacha? You're chayiv. You're still chayiv. What? It is no nischavin lechol shuman. Oh, so no in chanami. It doesn't say the word shuman. It didn't say the word shuman. That those words were Rava's words. Rava said hechidam. All it says in the brayse is, when it comes to shar mitzvahs, shogag beloy mischavin. Those are the only words that we're accountable to. Shogag beloy mischavin. What is the translation of those words? According to Rava, Rava said, you know what it means? It means nischavin lechol shuman v'achal chelef. Abaye says, who told you that? Shag b'lo mischavin means you live loya roik v'nim sa shuman. So you did not even have a kavana to do a maisa achila.
That's
no, the chiddush is yichayim because you're a nene. That's the chiddush. When it comes to chelev, you're still doing yichayim because you're nene. It doesn't matter. And the chanami is a chiddush. According to Abaye is really pushing it. He is pushing it a shtickle. But he's saying that since the bottom line is when it comes to listen chelev, you and nene, you derive benefit. You wanted to swallow roik, and it turns out you swallowed shuman. I'm a chelev, yechayiv, because you and nene. Masha enkein, when it comes to Shabbos, there's meleches machshavas, mas Shabbos. One thing you learn the whole Masech the Shabbos, only one yesod you take out of the entire Masech the Shabbos, it's the words Meleches Machshavas. This is the chut hashedra of the entire Masechta. It goes through every daf in the Masechta. You give someone a test on Masechta Shabbos, you have to ask him, I'll give you a faher. I want you to show me the yesoid of Meleches Machshavas in every single daf in the entire Masechta.
In the previous
Zvachim, you're right. Piggle. Every single daf is about piggle, 100%. And in Masech to Shabbos, that's the chilek. When it comes to Shabbos, this is Malachas Machshavas Mela. If you don't have kavanah to do a melacha, you potter legamri. That's what it means. So therefore, this is not a right. Abaye says, Abaye shoyim b'schav hechidem d'savim v'roiku v'loy b'ashen gim b'shabbos to potter. Why? Then what's the case you can be potter? Dafka, when are you going to be potter? Bedafka, the nishav lahagbia, the first case lahagbia es atolish v'atolish l'mechubar potter. Avon nishav lachtich es atolish v'chodech es achomechubar. Then a bayil l'shitos al dinu michayev. So it's not a raya. Itma, next case. Nishav l'zroik shtayim v'zorek v'naydin. You have kavana y'maver dal ramis v'rishrami michayev. It'll be dal ramis. Your kavana was two. Nishav l'zroik shtayim. V'zorak arba, and you threw four. What's the halacha? Rava ma potter, Abaya machayev. Right? So always the same yisoid. Abaya, every machloikis, Abaya and Rav and Gan Shas goes back to this yisoid. The yisoid is Abaya always looks at things superficially. It's not that Abaya was a superficial person. Abaya holds le nidna Torah le malachi asharis. The Torah was given to human beings. And human beings, so the principle of what you see is what you get. Rava is an amkan. He holds that the Torah demands that we define the laws based upon an amkus. This is a machlokes in the machus of who they were. Okay, it's always kedai to know the people, the players, and to understand the yisoides. So you have a kavan to throw two, and you go four. Abaye is chayiv. Why chayiv? Listen, fellow. Do you have kavanah to throw? Don't go tell me how your aim. And tell me you want to throw a fastball, turn that to become a curveball. You want to throw a changeup, whatever you want to throw. Don't give me this business. The bottom line is you had kavanah to throw a pitch. You kavan to throw, and it turns out that it went further than you wanted, you're going to be chayiv. Rav says, no. You're a little Tell me, how much did you want to throw? Only two amas. Oh, only two amas? You never had a kavan to do a ma'isa issa. You hear? Semacholikis. Nischavein, Lizrik Shalom, Zagarba, Rav, Amar Potter, Rav, Abayim, Machayim, Rav, Amar Potter, Lizrikav, Lizrikav, Darbo, Abayim, Machayim, Donzchayim, Zinglabo. Kisavar, we thought over here. Kisavar, we think now over here at this moment. We think Rav Amar, what let's now go and try another Hechatimsa. Kisavar, Rishus Ayachim. No, I'm sorry, it's a new case, a new case. Kisavar, Rishus Ayachim, Venim says Rishus Rabim. New Shaila. You think the Erev is up. Right? You thought it's a Rishus HaYachah, which means the Erev is functional. The Nim says Rishus HaRabim. Turns out that this week the Erev is down. Rav HaMapata. Rav says you're exempt. Why? Because Rav is Yoril Oimkoy Shaldavar. I thought it's Rishus HaYachah. Abayim HaChayiv. Listen here, fellow. What you see is what you get. Did you do a Ma'isa Aveira? You did a Ma'isa Aveira. Chayiv. Rav HaMapata. Hodol Tohol Mishal Lizrigal Yisur. Abayim HaChayiv. Bekom HaChayiv. Lizrigal Abalma. Now the Gemara says Utsricha. Sacha Kol comes out. They have three different machloikas in between Abayi and Rava. 1, 2, 3. Why do we need to have the case of the Talisha? I have Kavana to cut a Dover that's Tolush, and I call Mechubar. Case number 2 is 2 and 4. Case number 3 is Yishliach Sharabim. Yishliach Sharabim. That's when Rav said you're going to be potter. The Mais, the Chaticha, was not even the Geder of Isser. It was meant to be for the Tolish. There, you had Kavanah, if you to do the Mais Avera, to do 4, you have to do 2. So you had kavan to do a chatzis shir of the avera mamish. So maybe it's worse. Ein mor lelabaya. V'yashin b'chol kamel rava d'chol kolim chavim lezrik di arba. You didn't want to do 4. Avol kisav reshus hayachav v'nimshav v'sharam d'chol chavim lezrik di arba. Ein mor lelabaya. Shricha. So each one is loizu afsu. We go from one madrega to the other. Tana and Hassan. This is a very famous. This is mamish the most famous piece of Gemara in Shas. Tana. It's the most famous piece of Gemara in the entire Shas. We've reached off Ayin Gimel and Shabbos. Why is your number? According to Abaya, how will you be chayif? You have to know that it's Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. I did not know that in order to be chayiv, you have to throw 4. I thought if you throw only 8, I thought you're only going to be chayiv if you throw 8 amas. So you know all about it. El Rav Dama Potter, according to Rav, that says that if you don't have kavanah to mamish the ma'isa, hechi mishkachas lo bezodin Shabbos v'shigus. How could you have a hechatimsa that you know it's Shabbos? I know today is Shabbos, but I forgot every single melacha. I have every single melacha. Wait a minute. How then do you know it's Shabbos? Shabbos is defined by melachas. We're looking for a chetimsa to be chayef 39 korbanos. If you forgot every single melacha on Shabbos, then you don't know what Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a melacha. If you forgot every single melacha, then you don't know that it's Shabbos. You only should be chayef 1. So b'yishon, according to Abaya, it's very easy. According to Abaya, that says that in order to be chai, you don't have to mamash forget the malacha in Gansin. You just forget the prat of the malacha. I know you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to throw. But I didn't know that the shir is Dalet Amos. I thought the shir is Eid Amos. So you know about Shabbos, you just don't know about the prat of the malacha. Okay, so you know all the malachas, therefore you don't know the shi'ur, you do basically every single malacha, and you know the malachas, it's just that you don't know the shi'ur of the malachas. But according to Abaya, according to Rava, that says that if you don't that if you don't know the shi'urim, you're like a masasek, and you're potter legamre. So if you don't know how you can have echatims to be chayef 39 malachas. So was he nich? It's a look of Yochanan. The Amakim and Shagab with Karis. I'll be Shoshay be Melav. Meshachas of Yedalei b'Shabbos. Blav. Answer simple. You're bucking muflug in the laws of Shabbos, but you did not know the chayef Karis. You thought you only chayef a Malkois. Oh, so I was a shoygek on the Karis. That, but I was amazed on the Malav. I know there's a lois. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. I don't care about the lois I say. But I didn't know that it's a chiv chorus. Oh, that's very different madrega. But Eli, some look at Rishu, Rishu, and look, Shem, I should be alive with a chorus. Only mean chiv chorus, you have to be mad, Mishu, Shkog, even the loisa say. So back to square one. If you forgot about all 39 melachos, how will you ever be chiv? How do you know that it's Shabbos altogether? The Yomar, I should be alive with a chorus. The chorus, the other little Shabbos, the more answers, the other lay. The Yadalei B'Tchumin, the Alib Rabbi Akiva, you know about Tchumin. What do you mean Tchumin? There's a 40th Malacha on Shabbos. The 40th Malacha on Shabbos is, there's no Karis, is you're not allowed to go more than 12 Parsa outside of your Mokin. 2,000 Amos is in the Rabbanon, but Yud Beis 4 Parsois. Yud Beis Mil is Osir. Yud Beis Mil is Osir. Al Yetzei Ish Mimukom V'Yom Hashvi'i. The Mahus of Shabbos is to be sheltered in place. That's the Yisrael of today's daf. Daf Ein Gimel. Look at that. Look at the Yisrael of this daf. The Yisrael of Shabbos is to be sheltered in place. Al Yetzei Ish Mimukom V'Yom Hashvi'i. You can forget every single malacha. Every single malacha. But you're still called, you know Shabbos, because you know of the Ikka Yisoid of Shabbos, of Al Yeita Ish Mimukaymai, shelter in place.
Well, Yubay's Mill is not shelter in place.
It is, in the big picture of things, it's still called shelter in place. Al Yeita Ish Mimukaymai, Tchum Shabbos. You're not a free bird to go wherever you want.
Yubay's Mill.
What?
Have you ever heard that a
Mokka
is Yud Beis Mil?
The Mishkan, the Chaniyah of Klal Yisrael on the Mishkan, this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha, we have the Golem in the desert. It was Yud Beis Mil. From end to end, from corner to corner, was Yud Beis Mil. Klal Yisrael, the Machan in Klal Yisrael was Yud Beis Mil. Al Yetze Ish Mimukon, this is the Mahus of Shabbos.
Beis Mil.
What?
How much is Yud Beis Mil?
8 miles. 8 miles.
8 miles?
Yes. Yod Beis Mil, a mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile. 8 miles.
Which can be Yod Beis Mil?
The Jewish people, that's what it was. That's the facts. We have to, therefore you have to understand that right now the Welt, the ganze Welt is Begeder Shabbos. Kara Hashem, Bekara, Meshav Sahoretz. Shabbos Lashem, the ganze Welt, the sheltered in place. The ganze Welt is Shabbos, the Bechina Shabbos. Noach in the Teva was Shabbos. That's the Chazal, Sva Samus says that. Noach in Noach is Shabbos. Noach means to rest. The whole world was sheltered in the Teva. Al Yetzei Ish Mimukom, it was a year of Shabbos. The ganze Welt was Bechina Shabbos. Noach means rest. We're now living in a Tekufa with the ganze Welt. Is the Bechina Shabbos. We're going to the Marble. Kishav Sahoretz, Shabbos Lashem. You hear? What do you do on Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? You read the newspaper. What else do you do on Shabbos?
Punish.
What? You fight with your wife. What else do you do on Shabbos?
There's okay. Only one newspaper you're allowed to read.
What are you allowed to read? What?
Oven.
What?
The Lahavin.
Lahavin? What's Lahavin?
You don't know the newspaper Lahavin?
Never heard of it. I have to stop here. I have to go to conference call in 5 minutes. I have to figure out what I'm going to say on conference call. Okay, bye. Have a good night. Thank you for coming and listening. Michelle Lehman, I'm sorry I had to leave us in the middle. We miss you very much.
Thank you. I get to know.
You disappeared in the middle. We miss you very much in the middle. How come you disappeared on us? It's gone. What's Alan Gross coming here for? What's he coming here for? What's going on here? What's he coming here for? You know about this?
I don't know about it. He's here. He's surfing the web.
Sure is. I gotta go. Have a good night. Bye bye. I didn't say it.